Let's go back to when you first found yourself in a domestic violence relationship. You were 20, so you got through your childhood, which wasn't easy. You had a mother who was depressed and you were in and out of other families' homes. What do you think it was at 20 that led to a decision to accept someone who treated you as badly as they did? And just tell us how you were treated.
Okay, I found through being older now that basically it was a pattern that was formed in my life that I didn't really, I didn't set boundaries for myself. I didn't know how to set boundaries, and there was no role models, no healthy role models.
So, tell us about the role models that were around you, because you left your family when you were 10 and you went to live with friends. What were you witnessing there that may have led to these decisions about not setting those boundaries?
I actually saw in those relationships that mum was basically the puppet, in a sense, and dad was an alcoholic, and dad was a functioning alcoholic. Dad was actually a nice man, but there was no input to the family. Mum basically ran around and did everything for everybody. And I took on that role in my relationships. And then there was another family which the father was very violent towards his wife and his children, not towards me, but I was still in that environment up until I was 15. And that's then basically the learnt behaviours that I took on myself.
What was life like with your first partner and subsequent partners that when you look back at now, you wonder probably how you put up with it?
The relationship, I could say, was very loving. But then there'd be, I feel myself that it was more a controlling issue, that because if I wanted to go do something that I would like to do, but that's not what he wanted me to do. And then he would get very aggressive. I got as far as I had my skull bitten. I was pushed into the toilets. I was drowned. I was, like physical violence. But then he would actually apologise, and he was so loving that he would never do it again.
And you believed him?
Oh, I wanted to believe him because I believed him. You want to believe that, you know, somebody that you love, and you think that that's what they're going to do. But I noticed a pattern, and the pattern was there was a 6-month cycle, and the cycle there'd be lots of beautiful times and everything, and then within that 6 months, there was more violence. So and we were only together for 3 years. But 3 years was enough, and I had an actual friend that actually helped me get out of that relationship. But then I actually formed another relationship, which was then the emotional abuse, which then was, there was no physical, there was no hitting, but the emotional abuse was the name calling, the aggressiveness, the tone. There's a whole series of things that we don't think are domestic violence. We feel that that's okay, because that's, again, what I learnt as a younger person in the relationships that I saw around me.
Abby's with us. You're on ABC Radio Central Coast, and Abby's a survivor of domestic violence. I'm not sure if that's a great term. How do you like to refer to yourself as?
I like to actually look at myself as somebody that's found inner peace and happiness within myself.
And this has only happened in the last 18 months. What was it that brought you to an understanding that you had to change the way you looked at a healthy relationship, or the way that you looked at relationships so that they were, the ones you chose were healthy?
I was bashed to a point that I lost control of my own. I actually wet myself. I lost control of my own everything. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. I'd been dealing with so many things through the violence. And it made me realise that I was actually worthy. it was... the worthiness.
That you had the realisation.
Yep.
Take a breath. It's, you've been through a big emotional upheaval with this. Who could you turn to at that particular time? Who were the people, or how did you know what to do when you were at that highly emotive state? Where did you go to get help?
I went to my doctor, actually, because I couldn't function. I had no... I couldn't function. I was having trauma headaches. I was having lots of different things through the violence. And then my doctor put me on to an amazing mental health nurse, Paula O'Brien, who has been the most amazing support. I was put on to Partners in Recovery, to the Women's Health Centre in Woi Woi, which they had actually put me through a group called the Shark Cage Group and the Breaking Free groups, which I learnt in that about allowing support, because throughout my whole life I really, you go within and you basically shut yourself off and you just get on with it and you think that that's okay and it feels normal because you don't know any different. So then you continue your life in a pattern and until you actually realise that something really drastically horrific happens to change that pattern. But you really don't have to get to that horrific. It's just allowing support is the biggest thing.
And I suppose a message for people listening today is you don't have to get as low as you did.
No.
Because there is help.
Oh, there is plenty of help out there that I didn't realise. And group support is the most amazing because you're not the only one. There's so many people out there, and I didn't realise how many people there is in domestic violence. And whether it be your family, your boyfriend, your husband, your sister, you know, your children, domestic violence is domestic violence. And it's about being able to talk to... Basically, I feel that your doctor is the first place because then he can put you in the right direction for help.
Yeah, he or she, absolutely. We were talking off air about one of the programs which sounded fascinating called The Shark Cage. Tell us about that program and what you learnt from that that's helped you move forward.
The Shark Cage I found was the most, it's quite amusing actually because how really simple it all is. And it's about setting boundaries for ourselves. The theory in this Shark Cage group, and for men, women, children, for it's not just women only. There's, you know, there's a wide variety of people that really would benefit from learning about the Shark Cage, and you can actually read it on online. It's called The Shark Cage Metaphor. But doing it in a group, I learnt boundaries. I learnt that I was never taught boundaries, and by never being taught boundaries, you allow anything into your life.
There was one example you gave me. I'd like you to talk about that one. The bar situation where you're in a bar and you approach. Tell us about that one.
You're in a bar and, you know, yeah, you're in a nice, relaxed environment and this gentleman sends over a drink. So this story is actually two scenarios. So the first scenario is where the woman's standing and the gentleman sends over a drink. She actually goes, raises the red flags because, first of all, he didn't even come over and introduce himself and he's just ordered her a drink and how does he even know that she wanted a drink? So she's raising the red flag. But then there's this other person who was basically me. You're in a bar and they send you over a drink and you went, wow. Oh, wow, he's giving me some attention. That's really exciting. That's really lovely. And then he comes over and wow, that's even more attention. So, but he's breaking every boundary that is possible. So just learning the difference between what is a healthy boundary and an unhealthy boundary is so important.
You can see if those boundaries aren't learned at a young age, how you wouldn't know. Oh. Any attention's good.
Well, exactly. And the attention was because, in a sense, that you don't realise that you're looking for love outside yourself as well. that you're actually looking for love outside, and you have to keep looking within. And the more you go within and the deeper you go within, the more love you find, because it's not outside ourselves.
Abby, thank you for sharing your story. It's very powerful. And I'm just hoping that our listeners, you know, if they know somebody in a domestic violence situation, they may have someone in their family, a friend, that they can, you know, use this interview, your story, to help them move forward. Good luck in the future, and we'd love to have you back in, you know, in a couple of years' time and just see how you're progressing.
I'd be more than happy to come back. Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you.